Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back-to-back winning days of the podcast. No podcast yesterday, unfortunately. I was traveling for work, but Coda Camper Kyle got the job done again on Wednesday. So let's recap his winning card. He had the Baltimore Orioles on the run line, minus the 1.5. They rally to win, but they don't cover the run line. He had the Los Angeles Angels on the money line at the Miami Marlins. Unfortunately for me, in the newsletter, I had the Marlins. He wins, I lose. So I don't know what it is about head-to-head against people that join the podcast, but he has my number. I think Coda Camper Kyle's on a 5-0 winning streak against me when we go head-to-head. Hope I'm not head-to-head on anything today, but he cashes once again on the Angels' money line. The Detroit Tigers of the New York Mets got postponed by rain on Wednesday. They did play a twin bill on Thursday, but no action for the Wednesday card. Then his final play on Wednesday was the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics under the 8.5. It finishes 1-0. So you talk about an easy winner chicken dinner. There it is. So he goes 2-1, makes almost a unit again, and he continues his hot streak here on the podcast. But now let's get to my card for Friday. I'll try to make it 3 straight winning days here on the podcast. We'll start with the women's NCAA Final Four. Couple good games tonight. I'll start with the marquee game. It's UConn plus the 2.5 against Iowa. So it's Paige Beckers against Caitlin Clark. I backed Iowa on Monday in the revenge spot against LSU. This time around, I actually think the situation favors UConn. So I'm going to grab the points and take the Huskies. And just for the record, I think I'm done betting against anyone named UConn this year. So give me the Huskies plus the 2.5 over Iowa. Then in the other semifinal on Friday night, it's North Carolina State and South Carolina. First half under 71. So 11.5 is a number that I never enjoy playing. So I'm just going to use my default bet here. When in doubt, bet the first half under. Final Four, maybe hoping the nerves are a factor early. Yeah, give me the Wolfpack and the Gamecocks in the first half under the 71. Next up on the card, we go to Major League Baseball. And I think I have maybe 7 plays here. I got to count them up, but I believe that's the number anyway. So here we go. Play number 1. It's a first 5 run line on the New York Yankees, minus the 0.5 run against the Toronto Blue Jays at the minus 105. So Marcus Stroman goes for the Yankees, 6 innings, no runs in his Yankee debut at Houston. He had a 2.61 ERA and a 1.16 whip this spring over 20 2/3 innings. Yusei Kikuchi gets the call for the Blue Jays. Keep in mind, I can't pronounce names. I always apologize for that. 4 1/3 innings, 3 runs at Tampa to open the season. He had a miserable 16.43 ERA and a 2.48 whip this spring. So pitching edge to the Yankees. Yankees are off to the better start at the plate. It's the home opener. Let's do it. Give me the Yankees the first 5, minus the 0.5 run over Toronto at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's an earned runs allowed prop bet. And I'm going to back J.P. Sears, the Oakland Athletics, under 2.5 earned runs at Detroit at the minus 110. So I'm old school, and having all these fancy wager options available is still new to me. So let me know if I'm missing the best way to bet games like this. I do love both pitchers today. The under 4.5 in the first 5 is priced at minus 145. The Nerfy, no runs in the first inning, is priced at a minus 140. Tariq Skubal is the under 1.5 earned runs at a minus 145. The Tigers team total is under 2.5 runs in the first 5, priced at a minus 135. The A's under 1.5 in the first 5 is priced at minus 150. I know J.P. Sears had a bad opener against Cleveland, giving up 5 runs over 3 2/3 innings, but toss that one out. He had an excellent spring with a 2.70 ERA and a 0.84 whip. He had three really good months last year, showing his potential with ERAs of a 2.94, a 3.07, and a 2.93. I said that I was going to plug my nose and drink more juice this year, but I'm going to avoid it on this one. I just can't lay that type of number, but I have a minus 110 basically aligning with the majority of my handicap. So give me J.P. Sears, the Oakland Athletics, under the 2.5 earned runs allowed at Detroit at the minus 110.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, it's a first five run line. It's the Tampa Bay Rays minus the half a run at the Colorado Rockies at the minus 120. So Zach Little is on the bump for the Rays. Six innings, no runs in the season opener against Toronto. A 1.35 ERA with a 1.13 whip this spring. Austin Gomber will toe the rubber for the Rockies. 4 2/3 innings, four runs allowed at Arizona to open the season. Get a 9.95 ERA and a 2.37 whip this spring. So that's enough for me to back the Rays on the road in the first five. Give me Tampa Bay minus the half a run at Colorado at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's a total. It's the San Diego Padres at the San Francisco Giants, over 7.5 at the minus 118. So I can't find the analytics to say that I'm a fool, so I'm going to test something. An old friend of mine always loved to bet the over when both teams are facing the same pitcher in back-to-back starts. Most pitchers have unfavorable third-time-faced-in-game splits. This is viewed as that on steroids. Jordan Hicks and Dylan Cease faced each other on March the 30th. I'm going to do the full game this time. I might try the first five next time, but let's go Padres and Giants over the 7.5 runs for the game at the minus 118. Next up on the card for you, it's a nerfy. It's the New York Mets at the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 110. So it's a hitter-friendly ballpark. Both pitchers had a rough spring with ERAs of a 6.19 and a 7.20. So it is a very scary nerfy, but Hunter Green for the Reds gave up just two runs in 22 opening frames last year and pitched a scoreless first to start this year. Meanwhile, Jose Quintana for the Mets gave up just four runs in 13 opening frames last year, and he also pitched a scoreless first to start this season. So with those trends, I'm going to back it here. Ignore the hitter-friendly ballpark. Ignore the spring training. I'm going to nerfy. No runs in the first inning between the Mets and the Reds at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's a YRFI. Yes, runs in the first inning. It's the Philadelphia Phillies at the Washington Nationals at a minus 115. So Patrick Corbin goes for the Nationals, a 7.31 ERA in the first inning last season. Aaron Nola got hit hard by the Braves in the opener for the Phillies, 4 1/3 innings, six runs allowed on 11 hits. The Nationals aren't the Braves, but let's get a run in the first. I'm going to take the Phillies and the Nationals, a YRFI at a minus 115. Then the final play in the card for me, it's a first five run line. I'm going to back the Chicago White Sox plus the half a run at the Kansas City Royals. Even money here at the plus 100. So Brady Singer goes for the Royals. Seven innings, no runs in his first start of the season against Minnesota. He had a 7.31 ERA this spring, a 4.42 career ERA. White Sox are hitting .281 lifetime against him over 128 plate appearances. The last time he faced the White Sox, he lasted 5 1/3 innings, giving up six runs back in September. Meanwhile, Eric Fetty goes for the White Sox. He went 4 2/3 innings, giving up two runs in his first start against Detroit. He had a good spring with a 3.86 ERA. Even money, getting a half a run in the first five. Yeah, I'll roll the dice. Give me the White Sox of Chicago, plus the half a run at Kansas City at the plus 100. So let's recap my card for a Friday. In the women's college basketball Final Four. I'm on UConn plus the 2.5 over Iowa. I'm going to play North Carolina State and South Carolina. First half under the 71. In Major League Baseball, count them up, 7 plays on the card. First 5 run line. I'm on the New York Yankees minus the half a run against the Toronto Blue Jays at the minus 105. Earned run allowed prop bet on J.P. Sears, the Athletics, under the 2.5 runs at Detroit at the minus 110. First 5 run line, I'm on the Tampa Bay Rays, minus the half a run at the Colorado Rockies at the minus 120. A full game total, I'm on the San Diego Padres at the San Francisco Giants, over the 7.5 at a minus 118. A nerfy for you, I'm on the New York Mets at the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 110. A YRFI, a yes runs in the first inning on the Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals at a minus 115. Then one more first 5 run line. I'm on the Chicago White Sox plus the half a run at the Kansas City Royals. Even money at the plus 100. So that's my card for a Friday. As always, enjoy the games. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.